Connections continue. Joining us right now is Dave Rattigan, writer, comedian, educator, and again, in no specific order. That's easy. That's easy for me to say.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. Hey, this is the National Global Day of Giving.
Yes,
and
it is.
And you are our gift to our audience, or my gift to our audience. And don't say I'm reaching deep. I'm not reaching deep to provide this for the listeners, but I just wanted everyone to know that, you know, what are we doing to help out the Dave Rattigan is what we're doing.
You're like, that's like one of those clickbait things where you click the button because you think it's going to be interesting and it's not.
Unbelievable story of generosity on the North Shore. Click here.
Dave
Rattigan interview? No.
I read that. This is kind of an interesting, I thought. I was surprised by this. 79% people, 79% of people in a Fidelity poll say they're going to donate as much or more this year than they have in other years because of the COVID-19 situation. And I draw two things from this. One thing, I derive the fact that the CARE Act has incentives for giving, which means that people who do well will continue to do well in this country financially. And then the other thing is I'm thinking these other 21% who aren't going to give more, probably are the people out of work.
It's amazing. That's great. That's kind of good news because there are organizations, there's so many of them that need so much right now that their delivery, scope of delivery, if you will, of services that they need to do in order to meet the needs of their community have just exploded. And so they need extra money. So there are so many of them out there. We've highlighted some of them in the last several weeks, but it's a great opportunity to look around and maybe write that check, go online. Give them your credit card. Do it. Give it.
I've got a charity that I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about founding, Bill. Society Against Murder Hornets.
Okay, so now this is a real murder hornets are a real thing.
Murder hornets are a real thing, and I'm starting a society against murder hornets. I think that's something we can all get behind. They're in Washington State, as you know, and they're big and they're nasty and they can bite you. And it hurts like the dickens.
For every 2 inches of murder hornets in the United States, please give us $2 to fight this, Dave. We can send it right to you, Dave. I feel good about this. This sounds like a worthy cause because these, I guess they were in Japan. They caused quite a problem. And if you are a beekeeper and you think you're safe with that beekeeper suit, these murder hornets go right through that, I'm told, right?
Yeah, they go right through it, and they can kill you. And if they don't kill you, it still hurts. Like I guess it burns, and it's deep.
So I saw a news story where they're saying that on the East Coast they could be here in 2 years. Now that's what I just saw in the news. So whether I'm right or wrong, but I mean, I got to think that there are people that are going to put their head down on the pillow tonight and think, "Ooh, I got two more years to the murder hornets come."
I don't have to worry about it. They're trying to eradicate them in Washington State. But I think the big concern with the murder hornets is that they're going to wipe out other bee populations. And we've already got a bee shortage globally. And obviously bees help with the balance of nature, just like bats do, just like other insects do. So what the hope is that they cut them off in Washington State and they control the population there and it never comes our way. So let's hope for that. Let's hope for that, because otherwise we're going to have protests in the streets from people who don't like the fact that we've got to stay in our house to avoid murder hornets.
I think we need stricter murder bee hornet legislation to be passed immediately here. Nancy Pelosi, get back to work, please.
I do have a prediction. I predict that murder hornets is going to be a very popular name for recreational league hockey teams this fall.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I could see it for a minor league hockey team, you know, any expansion NHL team. I really hope they don't take that one because
They probably won't. They probably won't go for that. But you've got to figure the Charlotte Hornets. Nah, never mind.
There's probably some hockey owner that played the game and probably got hit in the helmet a few times too many and thinks that's a good idea to name his team the Murder Hornets. Hey, I got to ask you this, Dave. One more thing here. So. I'm watching the news and I'm seeing these defiant people from Michigan you know, protesting the Capitol. California, they're upset because they closed their beaches in California with the beautiful 85-degree sunshine. Here, yeah. we finally have had a few nice days of weather here in the last several days, but generally it hasn't been the kind of weather that people say, let's get to the beach, let's enjoy it. That hasn't really happened, except for walkers. But are we going to get defiant in Massachusetts, Dave, or are we, you know, I mean?
Oh, I think we already are. I think people are chafing at it. I think this was the week, as you know, that we were supposed to be let out of our houses. And, you know, we were going to reopen the state, and then Charlie Baker and public health officials decided not to. They thought we need a little bit more time to flatten out this curve. I think one of the problems is, I think people, again, as we talked about before, we can't balance our checkbooks, but we're all experts on public health, just as we're experts on politics and everything else. And it's just very funny because it's like, here are the experts who are telling us, you know, do A, B, and C. And we're like, yeah, we'll do A. We'll do C. We'll do B some of the time. But I don't think we can do B all of the time. And I walked around Beverly over the weekend, and there were some people social distancing, but there were a lot of people who just, you know, we're social creatures. We want to be together. And there were a lot of people that just were not observing social distancing or modifying it. Modifying the recommendations from 6 feet to maybe, you know, 4 feet.
Now, Dave, I'm not really on Facebook, but my wife is from time to time. And she's in the health profession, so she knows kind of what she's talking about. But she shares stories with me on people on Facebook. You can have totally different views on face masks, but everyone believes they're absolutely right on face masks. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, forget the issue. Let's not even go into what the issue is here. But people will believe that they're right. I mean, that if somebody walks on the street and doesn't have a face mask or have a helmet on or whatever, you know, they're the worst people in the world. And other people say, no, you can walk without a face mask as long as you're not near anybody. But yet everybody believes they're right on face masks.
Yes, they believe they're right on everything on social media. It's the post-truth generation where my opinion is as valid as yours, even if you hold a PhD in public health and I know a lot about hockey scores. I figure my opinion is valid because I have had life experience. I've been sick. I've had the sniffles. I had the flu once. I think I know a lot more than those public health experts about COVID-19.
Yeah, it really speaks to how people, we want our opinions validated. No matter what they are, we just want them validated. And now with social media, you can get whatever belief you have validated.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's experts don't count anymore. You know, you get this whole deep state. This is the deep state. That's the deep state. They're all trying to control you. This is the first step towards communism. It's just, it's nuts. It's just like, you know, you want me to do what? And nobody wants their freedoms impinged upon, even if it means they're going to go out and wind up hurting people and killing people. And eventually, possibly wreaking a lot more havoc down the road than is necessary.
Dave Rattigan, thanks so much for sharing that with us, because on this global day of giving, it was so nice of you able to give us so much of your time today.
And as you know, Bill, I know a lot about public health. You know why?
Because you're on Facebook, right?
I had a course in college.
You had a course in college, yeah.
I had a course in public health in college. That makes me an expert.
You got it. Okay. Yeah, there you go. There he is. There he is. There, that's all we got. Okay. Dave Rattigan on Connections.